WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And we have a lot that we've been discussing. Of course, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files coming up for you in this hour. And then New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo joining us in the next hour. And of course, your phone calls, your app chat messages, your open line voicemails, both on the WBSM app. Your phone calls at 508-996-0500. We are in Spooky Week. You can expect that the WBSM Facebook page will have a whole bunch of our spooky stories, not just written by me, but it's a subject matter that the stories always, you know, get a rise out of people. People always like to discuss them. They like to talk about them. So, you know, other writers here have written about some of the spooky stuff of the South Coast over the years. So keep your eyes peeled for some of those stories on the Facebook page. You can share those around. Stories like the redheaded hitchhiker of Route 44, the legend of the house next to White's, the haunted history of Peyton Arum, but especially some of the stuff that went on with Colonel Green at Round Hill. So we'll share all of those stories and more on our Facebook page throughout the course of the week. But of course, you can also type in WBSM and spooky stories and things like that, and you'll find all of our stuff. Like I said, it's not just me that writes it. I do write a lot of it, but it's a popular subject matter for us. So, and plus, a lot of the people in the building have been interested in it over the years, and so they've wanted to write different articles. So we'll share those out over the course of the week, and I'll add a few new ones in because I got the chance to investigate Middleborough Town Hall on Saturday. Might write something up on that. Still want to write something up on what happened at the Wamsutta Club and share the video with you. So keep your eyes peeled if you like the spooky stuff, at least this week. Some people are like, yeah, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with you and all this ghost stuff for Halloween week, Tim. But then after that, like, let's go back to talking about more important things. All right. But I'm always here if you want to talk about spooky things. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
No, Tim, we want it all the time, not just this week. It's fun. It just is. It's just fun. It brings the kid out of us, intrigues us, and I think almost everybody out there sort of has had some kind of experience with something.
And if the story, you know, if the ghostly part of the story doesn't resonate with people, you know, usually the history or the urban legend side of it will.
Right, exactly. There is a way to connect to all of it all the time, all year long. So you're well needed. Anything you can talk about. So I just want to say, Mary, I know that movie she was talking about. I watched it, and unlike her, I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me. He lived in a school bus out in the woods. Well, it was kind of like a woody desert. Like, I don't know. It was amazing. It's a true story. He was so emaciated, Tim. He was ill-equipped. He was not ready for what he was doing, but why he got there and what he did. I mean, he had a chance to get out of there and not die. It was one of the most, I have to say, second most gripping movie of self-survivalist type of movie that I enjoyed, only because this one was where he was, like, if you were going to climb the mountain, where you're ready with everything on you or this and that, right? It was like if you were in a plane crash and you survived, you're just surviving on your wits, right? So, and the way he died is just like, you wouldn't believe it. I will not ruin it. I just wish I could remember the name of it.
Looks like the movie was called Into the Wild.
Yes, that's it. That's the name. Oh my God, it is amazing. It is an amazing, amazing story. And like I say, the way he dies is It's just, you wouldn't believe it out of all things. And another one that's a real movie is called Just Jungle. There's nothing before or after. The word jungle. It's based on a true story. It's really good. I watched that. I love survival movies. I'm like Mary. I just love to see how the fortitude, how much strength you can dig up out of yourself to continue forward. But so thinking of surviving and having fortitude to go forward, Tim, I have a family that I want to introduce to United Way. They just fell into my lap yesterday, and their story is unbelievable. He has renal failure. There's the wife and the daughter. He's not working now at this point. The mom is working. And I'm not sure. United Way, you know, they email me things. And I know there was a where you could introduce a family to them. Tim, do you know exactly who I reach out to? Because I really want to get a hold of them as quick as I can. So I want to put this family on the radar.
We put the article out about it last week to nominate a family for Holiday Wish.
Yes, exactly.
So you can go, I would say, go to the Fun 107 page, and I'll put it in the menu at the top.
Okay, yeah, because they send me email to the app.
And so when the... Yeah, but the you're talking about the newsletter. That's not going to have it because it was a story from last week. That the newsletter only is like yesterday or the last couple of days stories.
Okay.
So you'll want to go to.
Email me? Could you just?
I'll just send it to. Yeah, I'll send you the story directly in an email. It's but that's the nomination form to be able to nominate somebody. And we're not 100% sure how we're doing it here on WBSM this year. If we're going to pick up some of the miracle, you know, if we're going to have our own mini miracle family, or more likely what we'll do is we'll just put the spotlight on the same families that Fund 107 is sponsoring to try to increase, you know, the donations we can get for those families.
Well, yeah, you were talking about conjoining together.
Yeah, I think it'd just be a better way rather than, you know, finding one family for us and five families for them. We can just focus on these five families, unless there's a really good standout story. But
yeah,
you know,
well, I think this is going to be a huge standout story. They just fell into my lap yesterday. I was going to go to Buttonwood Park. I thought, what, you know, the weather was so great. I said, I'm going to walk through the zoo. And all the kids were there with their outfits on and everything. It was trick or treat day for them. And I said, I am not walking through the zoo. The only person there without a child, like, that's kind of creepy, right? So I said, I'll go and do something else. My girlfriend said, you want to go eat? So I had Chinese food for the first time in almost 2 years.
Yeah, I had Kowloon, so I had the best Chinese food yesterday.
When I heard you say that, I thought they were already closed. I will purposely drive there now, knowing they're still open. I love Kowloon.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be open for a little while. They're not closing the place down for a while yet.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. I was thinking Howie Carr was going to do a show there. I kept waiting because I would drive there. I didn't know they were still open, though. That's amazing. So I went to Jade Garden. They are really good. They are really good. They give you so much food because I'm real picky with Chinese food, extremely. And it's got to stand out. And the portions were great. And the rice was really good. The rice, because I can't stand Chinese rice most of the time because it's dry. I don't care how hot it is. It's dry on the inside. This is really fresh and good stuff. I enjoyed it. So then I left there and I went to Ollie. And I thought, well, she went her way. She wanted me to go out. I said, no way. I'm not getting into all that again. I said, no, I'm going to Ollie's. I've got to get paper towels. I wanted to clean the inside of my car. And I met this family. And it's just amazing. When just a little bit of conversation. Just saying hi to somebody and then talking and this and that. The next thing you know, I find out this young man of 40, all of 40, is in renal failure. And where they're living and everything and how they're living, it's so sad. And yet they're troopers. They got a 13-year-old daughter, vibrant young lady, just amazing. Tim, I felt like it was a blessing. And I'm going to go to bat for this family. And I hope I can convince United Way to put them on this. It's just something.
Well, so, I just emailed you the nomination form, so.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
No problem.
And I'll be talking to you when I get an answer back or something.
Sounds good.
Well, wait, just real quick. How long will it take to get an answer?
I don't know when they're going to be going through all. So once the submissions close, the United Way goes through everything, and like then they meet up with us, and we go through the families, and we decide what to focus on, and so
it's going to be a few weeks.
It could be, yeah, it could be a couple of weeks because it's going to kick off. It'll actually start broadcasting on FM 107 the week after Thanksgiving.
Okay, great. We got time. I told them, yeah. So I'm gonna let them know now. This is exciting. I just feel blessed that you know that I'm a part of you, the station, and through you, you know, being aware of United Way and all the great things they do, and then having this family, just finding them at this time, this significant time of the year where it's so, you know, where it's here, where we can do this, make it possible to help them. I just feel like it's a huge, like, I don't know. I know you're not religious or anything, but I feel like it's a godsend or something, you know, the higher power, as I like to say it, that brought them to my way. So, woohoo, here we go.
There you go. We'll send in that nomination form, and they'll get them in the consideration.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
I just Googled that book because I never read it or anything. It's called Into the Wild.
Yep.
By John Caracas or something like that. I don't know. Some weird last name. That's the name of that book they were talking about with the guy in the school bus. Or the bus.
All right. Yeah, we could.
That's the one that we're talking about.
Yep, that was the one.
Oh, okay. They already knew. I just saw it.
Yeah, I looked it up when Sketty was talking.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, you have a good day. Oh, how was your weekend at the Stevie's?
That was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we tried a lot of new things, met some cool people, and talked a little bit of ghosts too. That was the fun part. Yeah.
Was Eddie working?
I'm sorry.
Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Eddie was there. Yep.
Oh, he's wonderful. I used to work for them at Biltmore downtown.
Eddie bought one of my books. I was selling my Ghost of the South Coast book, and he got one. Yeah.
Oh, he's wonderful. I know his wife likes that stuff, too. Yep. She's really nice, too. Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
He really is, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And he's a big WBSM listener, although usually later in the day. He says he's not usually up this early.
He played it all the time at the liquor store when I was working downtown. Yeah, he played it all the time over there. But, he must love working over there because it's much, you know, he's really good with customers.
Yeah, they all are there, and it's just a nice, great family they have over there, yeah.
That's great. Oh, I'm glad you had fun.
Thank you.
All righty, you have a good day.
You as well. All right. Bye. We're going to take a break here, 508-996-0500. Yes, the tasting at Stevie's was great. Lots of folks coming in. Lots of folks coming in saying they heard about it on the radio, and we're going to keep promoting those for you. We have one coming up in November. November 8th is the next one, which I was like, oh, yeah, I'll see everybody then. But then I was like, wait, that's also Rhode Island Comic-Con weekend. There's a lot going on that weekend. That's, I think, also the night that the Stray Cats are playing. It's either the Friday or the Saturday. I forget which one. I'm going to try to go to that. So, but we'll figure it all out. Because I heard about some of the things they're going to be tasting at the tasting on November 8th. And I was like, well, I've got to be there for that. So we'll keep you up to date with all of it. Right now, though, we're going to keep you up to date with a bunch of other stuff because I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Austin Sindrick here, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, to give you a quick message about tire safety. As a professional driver, safety and winning go hand in hand. That's why we make pit stops. Off the track, I regularly check my tires and wheels, too. Stop by a local tire retailer for a tire safety check on your vehicle. Or do a quick check of your tire's tread with a penny test at home.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, I'm Elton John. In 1981, the first case of AIDS was diagnosed in the United States. More than 40 years later, we have the tools and medicine to beat AIDS. My foundation is bringing HIV testing and care to underserved and vulnerable communities. If you share my vision of a world where everyone is treated with love, respect, and dignity, join me. Learn more about the Rocket Fund at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Well,
Welcome back in. And, you know, when it comes to calling for service for your septic system, for drain cleaning, septic maintenance, the trusted experts for over 50 years are Bass Ready Rooter. And the reviews of Bass Ready Rooter constantly highlight kindness, professionalism, patience, and going above and beyond. They've been family-owned since 1974, and they offer same-day service to help people in stressful situations. Their slogan is, "We may not be your first call, but we'll always be your last." And that's the thing. Customers feel relieved and respected when they call them, and that's rare in that industry. So when your drains back up or your septic systems fail and that stress starts to hit, call Bass Ready Rooter, because they know you're not just calling for service, you're calling for peace of mind. And with over 700 five-star Google reviews, customers say they're professional, clean, and relentless until the job is done. Visit BassReady.com, B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, BassReady.com, or call 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. And, oh, man, I hope that if you do need septic service, that they're the first people that you call. Taking a look at the TV, WPRI, they have a report that says a million-plus tourists have already visited Salem so far this season. And as I said, I was there yesterday. It wasn't overwhelming, but it was certainly very busy. And it had changed. I hadn't been there for a few years, so they've changed the way they do it a little bit. So they definitely have more of a fair happening on the green. More vendors, rides, things like that. Of course, the shops are all open. I only had to wait in line to get into a couple of shops. You know, and as you know, some of them are real small. So we only waited in line for a couple, and I think the longest we waited in line for one of them was maybe 10 minutes. Excuse me. That was for the Fang shop. So it was, you know, not too bad at all. Now, we didn't try to eat there because I knew we were going to go to the Kowloon. So Diane just had the idea, I want to go to Salem for the day. And I said, okay. And then I said, I'll pick you up at 11. And then I was like thinking in my mind, I was like, all right, well, normally I'd pick us up, grab us a couple of Dunkin' coffees, but instead we'll go to Miss Lizzie's because she hadn't been there, and we'll have some coffee there. And we stayed there for a little bit. And then we went to Salem, and I was like, and then we're going to go to the Kowloon. And she trusts me enough to say, sure, we'll just go with your plan. And also, I was driving, so. But you gotta go to the Kowloon at least once. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We're going to go to the news. We're going to get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. But let's turn things over to Mike right now and find out all the latest happenings.
Kamala Harris hinting at a possible 2028 run. A final TikTok deal is close, and the Mega Millions jackpot climbs again.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the TikTok deal is set to be finalized when President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet this week. Bessent made the statement during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend, saying that all details are ironed out and that it'll be for the two leaders to consummate the transaction. This comes after President Trump signed an executive order last month to approve a deal that allows a Chinese company to sell the social media platform to a group of American investors. A new study from Rush University Medical Center indicates a Mediterranean diet could help prevent dementia. Researchers found that Mediterranean foods protect the hippocampus, a part of the brain that is crucial to memory. The project involved post-mortem examinations of the brains of 800 people who had consistently tracked their food intake in the years leading up to their deaths. They found those whose diets resembled the Mediterranean diet had healthier hippocampuses, with less risk of cognitive decline and a lower likelihood of developing dementia. A penny shortage is affecting retailers nationwide.
You still might be able to get a penny for your thoughts, but they're in short supply at the register. The Treasury Department halted penny production in May, and the U.S. Mint cranked out its last batch of pennies in August. Now a growing number of convenience stores and major chains, including Kroger and Home Depot, report issues. The American Banking Association says about 250 billion pennies are still in circulation, but notes some localized supply issues. I'm Rob Martier.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris leaving the door open for a possible presidential bid in 2028. Harris teased a potential third run for the White House during an interview with the BBC. The former Democratic nominee said, quote, "I am not done," noting that she has lived her entire career as a life of service. Harris added that she has yet to make up her mind. The full BBC interview aired yesterday. A new study says fitness apps may be hurting your fitness journey.
The British Journal of Health Psychology reported that researchers found people feel a lot of blame and shame when using fitness apps, and these emotions can harm both motivation and health. The study analyzed nearly 14,000 posts about five popular fitness apps on X. The apps were MyFitnessPal, Strava, WW, Workouts by Muscle Booster, Fitness Coach and Diet, and Fit Coach. Results showed that users reported shame at having to log unhealthy foods, irritation at notifications to log calories or reduce sugar consumption, and disappointment at slow progress on targets set by the apps. I'm Jim Forbes.
An NYPD detective is dead in Colombia a week after undergoing cosmetic surgery there.
Detective Alicia Stone, a 40-year-old mother of three, was a 13-year veteran of the department assigned to internal affairs. The Daily News reports she was found unresponsive Thursday in her hotel room in Cali, Colombia, where she was recovering from liposuction and a butt lift. She was taken to the hospital, where she later died. Her husband described Stone as beautiful and a cop with the highest level of integrity. He wants an investigation. I'm Larry Kofsky.
Officials are warning Bay Area residents in California to be on the alert as an invasive species of mosquitoes is spreading.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is capable of transmitting yellow fever, chikungunya, and Zika, has now been detected in at least 27 California counties. SF Gate says the aggressive day-biting mosquitoes first appeared in Contra Costa County in 2022 in Martinez, but resurfaced in Antioch earlier this month. They were most recently discovered in a new area in San Jose, which has experts concerned. They say report any sightings of mosquitoes with black and white stripes or bites that happen during the day to Vector Control. I'm Sharon Reardon.
The Mega Millions jackpot has soared to over $714 million. No tickets matched all six numbers in the weekend drawing, so the grand prize has surged past the $700 million mark. The next drawing happens tomorrow. Lottery officials say it's been almost exactly 7 years since the game's first ever billion-dollar jackpot was won in South Carolina. That happened on October 23rd, 2018.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Patriots earned a 32-13 victory over the Cleveland Browns yesterday afternoon. The Bruins are in Ottawa tonight, face off at 7:30.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Dry weather continues for today. Mostly sunny this morning, turning partly sunny by the afternoon. High temps in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, chilly. Late night temps down to 35. Clouds increasing on Tuesday. There may be a touch of drizzle by either late day or early evening. High temperatures again, mid-50s. Cloudy with some drizzle on Wednesday. Highs in the middle 50s. Steadier rain into Thursday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it is time for our daily look at what happened on this date in pop culture history.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Monty Python alum John Cleese is celebrating his 86th birthday today. Country singer Lee Greenwood, the man behind the song God Bless the USA, is 83. Duran Duran lead singer Simon Le Bon turned 67 today. Kelly Osbourne is 41. And actress Christine Evangelista of The Walking Dead is 39. Troy Gentile of the Goldbergs is 32. And NBA player Lonzo Ball of the Cleveland Cavaliers celebrates his 28th birthday today. On this date in 1966, the first broadcast of the classic TV special It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown happened on CBS. Now I guess you have to watch it, what, on Apple TV? In 1975, Bruce Springsteen had the rare honor of simultaneous covers on both Time and Newsweek magazines, celebrating the release of his breakthrough album, Born to Run. On October 27th, 1980, Mark Chapman bought a five-shot 38 special for $169. A little over 6 weeks later, he would use that gun to kill John Lennon outside of his New York City apartment. In 1982, Prince released his fifth studio album, 1999. It was his first album to make Billboard's top 10 and spawned 20 singles like Little Red Corvette, Delirious, and, of course, the title track. In 1988, U2's concert film, Rattle and Hum, received its world premiere in the band's hometown of Dublin. The documentary was directed by Phil Juanu, and its accompanying album was produced by Jimmy Iovine. Or Iovine. Hold on here. Let's bring you some more music. On this date in 1990, Janet Jackson hit number one with Black Cat off the Rhythm Nation 1814 album. In 1996, Baz Luhrmann's modern adaptation of Romeo and Juliet was released in the United States. The film starred Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes as the star-crossed lovers and had one of the best soundtracks of the 90s. Also on this date in 1996, Pop-Up Video premiered on VH1, which is where I get a lot of the stuff I share with you during this segment. On October 27, 2003, Scott Weiland, the singer with Stone Temple Pilots, was arrested on his birthday in Hollywood, California, after being involved in a traffic collision. He was charged with driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol, but these charges were later dismissed after the singer successfully completed rehab and underwent subsequent drug tests. And as we know, he later died of a drug overdose. In October 27, 2005, the distributor of rapper 50 Cent's new film said it would remove posters advertising the film after complaints that it glorified gun violence. Posters for Get Rich or Die Trying showed 50 Cent holding a gun in his left hand and a microphone in the other. Los Angeles County Supervisor Michael Antonovich wrote to Paramount Pictures urging them to take down the posters. The company said it had taken down one poster near a Los Angeles nursery school and planned to remove more. Oh, I lost Lou Reed. I was going to play Lou Reed, but also on this date, we lost Lou Reed in 2013. Singer, songwriter, poet, and art rock pioneer Lou Reed died at the age of 71. A foundational figure in New York's underground rock scene, Reed began his career as a songwriter before forming the Velvet Underground in the mid-60s. The group became an avant-garde sensation, eventually gaining the attention of Andy Warhol, who became the band's manager. After quitting the band to pursue a solo career in 1970, Reed found mainstream success with albums like Transformer and Sally Can't Dance. Beloved for his deadpan vocals, his poetic lyricism, and his experimentation in the studio, Reed was also inducted posthumously into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist in 2015. That is the Gen X Files for you for today, for October 27th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix Restaurant in Dartmouth, where it's not just another breakfast. It's where they have all kinds of different things that you can try, including we've been telling you about the Pumpkin Bliss French Toast, but this week they've also got Chicken Benedict. They've got Cereal Milk French Toast, Chicken and Waffles, and a Bacon Cheeseburger Omelet. Try all that and more at Just Another Phoenix this week. All right. That's going to do it for the Gen X Files for today. It's always fun putting that together. And then, like, I look at it and I say, is that too much? And then I say, nah, no such thing as too much. People love this stuff. So, yeah, we'll always pack it with as many things as we can find that happened on this date. So 508-996-0500. We were talking earlier about Council President Burgo's appearance today. Because he didn't come on with Chris in campaign, I'm going to check with him when he comes in to see if they have anything planned, this week. And if they don't, we can allow him to use some of that time to state his case for you to vote for him. Normally not something we do during that segment, but, we also want to make sure we're offering him that equal time. But that's not what that segment exists for. And Council President Burgo understands that. He's been very cognizant of that during his comments here during campaign season. But, we will offer him that chance because we want to make sure everybody gets that chance. And if you haven't spoken with Chris and you want to come on the air and you're a candidate and you haven't had the opportunity to come on yet, reach out to him or you can reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, and I'll put you in contact with him. But we're down to just, 8 days, 8 days away from the municipal election. 8 days, you're going to hear a lot of candidate ads. A lot of candidates have gone out and purchased ads, and there's still time. You can still reach out to us here and get your commercials on the air. But that's because they know that this audience is very engaged. They know this audience is part of that 5.77% that came out in the preliminary election and will certainly come out on November 4th. So the real important part is what you hear Councillor Oliver talk about in his ads. Bring a friend to the polls. Talk with a neighbor about the election. Yes, you're excited for it, but get other people in your life excited for it too. Let them know this is the most impact you can make with your vote. Because this directly determines how we are governed here in New Bedford. So, again, that's coming up a week from tomorrow. I know, it came quickly. And now we want to make sure, you're going to hear it a lot from us over the next 8 days. We want to make sure that we get the participation out there, no matter who you're going to vote for. We just want to make sure that you get out there and vote. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
We were driving to the supermarket, and as we entered the parking lot, a car ran a stop sign and completely T-boned us. When I was first prescribed my prescription pain meds, there was nobody to tell me these have a really high potential for addiction. How could I be addicted? I get these from my doctor.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.
No.
Welcome back in. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And our number here, 508-996-0500, if you want to get involved in the conversation. We got a couple of things here that came in. Buzzards Bayer had a pretty good line. He said, Kowloon acting like a furniture store lately, always going out of business to draw in customers. I don't think they have any problem. It's always busy every time I go there. And thank you to Sharon for letting me know that we popped off the air for a couple seconds there. The engineer is looking into that stuff. Josh says, I wonder if you knew what was happening with Blackjack Burritos in Acushnet. I really like that restaurant, and it seems like they closed the restaurant. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I drove by there the other day and saw that they were closed. I thought I had recently seen some stuff from them online, but I haven't heard anything in particular. And then this was posted to Ken Pittman's show, but it caught my eye this morning. It said, SNAP benefits app posted today that due to President Trump, there will be no SNAP payments in November. How can they make a political statement like that? I don't know if you've seen what the actual U.S. government sites have been saying, but they've been saying, you know, due to the Democrat shutdown, and like they've had pretty partisan messages on them as well. So, and not just the White House site, like all the different organizations. Like you want to go and look up something on the National Park Service site that has had a message about it. And so I think it kind of goes both ways. I'm just surprised that, you know, it took that long for them to put up that message. I'm sure they had some warning stuff coming ahead of time on that. So, but there's all kinds of great local drives that are happening because people are worried about their friends and neighbors. You know, there's a story today in New Bedford Light about how, you know, basically half of New Bedford households rely on some sort of SNAP assistance. And so a lot of folks are coming together. I've had a number of people reach out to me over the weekend saying, you know, what can I do? How can I have a food drive, or should I team up with somebody who's doing a food drive? Like, how can I volunteer? And so, yeah, we're putting together all of that information for you. But our friends over at Ryan's Sports Pub, they want to know that they're looking to help. No matter what goes on with these SNAP benefits, they know that times are tough for local families across the board, especially as we get closer to the holidays. So all November long, when you purchase an adult entree, you'll receive one free kids meal, 12 and under. That's going to happen Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 2 and then 4 to 7. Dine-in only. Children 12 and under must be present to receive the kids meal. But it's kind of their way of helping to give back and to help families still be able to go out and have a nice night out, even though times are tough. And by the way, Ryan Sports Pub, the meals are very affordable there. So it is a place that you can take out the whole family. But just wanted to let you know about that. All November long, when you purchase an adult entree, you'll receive one free kids meal, 12 and under. So if the, you know, family of four, mom and dad are paying for their meals, the kids aren't paying for theirs, as long as they're 12 and under. So, and I think, you know, as we go through November, we'll let you know about all these different drives and all these different things that are going on. Of course, we'll have our Hunger Heroes food drop coming up, where the United Way of Greater New Bedford puts together those Thanksgiving baskets for families. And I'm sure the need will be even bigger this year. But they put together 1,000 baskets. And so what we're going to do is we're going to be collecting all the stuff that goes in there. You know, everything that you need besides the turkey. And obviously not the fresh vegetables. They'll take care of all that stuff later, because we're doing this a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. But we'll have all the details coming up for you. But it's going to be the same thing as we've done in the past. We're going to be outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. You can just pull up and say, I got some bags in the trunk, or I got some bags in the back seat. You don't even have to get out. Just open the, you know, unlock the door and we'll take everything out. Or if you don't have anything already to donate, Aldi's going to have it all inside the store for you. You can just walk in and grab what you want to grab to donate, come out and give it to us. It's one of my favorite events every year, not only because, you know, get to get out there and meet the listeners, but because we know it's doing good and helping out these families. So we do it in the spring to help with healthy snacks and lunches during school vacation week, and we do it in November to help with Thanksgiving. So we'll give you all the details on that coming up. I'm sure we'll have Tori come in to talk about it. She'll be on Town Square Sunday promoting it. We'll get you all the information as the weeks come. But just start saving up those items that you know go with a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. But just no perishables. All right, I got one more break I got to get in here. Let me do that. We'll be right back.